now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 903, Rod.
903, Red. I know what 903 means.
Yeah, what is it?
It was the number of the rows up on those seats you gave me for the football game last Saturday.
Really up high, huh? Say, wasn't that USC-UCLA game something, huh? They had a referee for a duck they used.
Where were you sitting?
Well, you see, I'm excited. Bob Hope mentioned my name tonight, seeing it through me. Huh?
I say, where were you sitting?
I was up in the broadcasting booth. One fellow from the Chamber of Commerce was there, and he told the announcer that if he didn't get on the air and say what a beautiful sunshiny day it was, he'd stab him with his umbrella.
Well, Californians sure are loyal to the weather out here.
Yeah, you're not kidding. One native Californian sat there, and he saw the football, that wet ball keeps sliding out of the guy's hands. Uh-huh. So he turns to a tourist, and he says, well, sir, it looks like they didn't get all the fat out of that football, no.
Well, what was the broadcast like, Red?
Well, if they broadcast it the way it really should have been broadcast, it would probably sound something like this. Well, sir, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, in the Coliseum in beautiful, sunny California. Yes, sir, lovely, sunshiny day. Only one cloud in the sky. Starts in San Francisco and follows through to San Diego. This is really the land of sunshine. In fact, there's so much sunshine today, they're spreading sawdust around the field to soak it up. Well, it looks like the game's going to start. Both teams have just rolled out to the field. Rode, rather. The referee's placing the ball. He seems to be having a little trouble with his life raft there. And there's the kickoff. Number 35 has it. He's moving back real fast using the Australian crawl. He's down on the 45-yard line. Boy, what a splash. What a splash. Six players were knocked down by the wave. Uh-oh, it looks like a penalty there for an unnecessary ducking. One boy went under over there. There's Johnny Weissmiller, just dived off of the scoreboard, and he's swimming out to administer first aid. We now stand by for station identification. This broadcast was brought to you by the new Raleigh cigarette, the only cigarette that you can smoke underwater while writing letters.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six leading brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors have proved conclusively. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than Raleigh's. So smokers enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh's. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh cigarettes.
Anita Ellis sings, Why Was I Born?
Why was I born? Yeah. do I get? What am I giving? Why do I want a thing I daren't hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew. Why do I try to draw you near me? Why do I cry? You never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Why was I born to love
basement, huh?
Tonight, the story from our Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire is about people who give dinners to impress their friends. Our characters are not fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, they're bums, so let's face it. I've always wanted to say that. You know? Once upon a time, there was a girl who wanted to make a good impression on her boyfriend. She wanted him to know that she'd be a good wife and a good cook. So she worked 24 hours preparing the meal for him. Once upon a time. This is the story of J. Newton Numskull.
Gee, I want to make a good impression tonight. I think I'll wear my hair parted in the middle. Then again, Mom may be going out tonight and she'll want to wear it. Let's see, where did I put my suit? Oh, yeah, under the rug. Gee, what a nice pressing job. A little baggy where the board for the floor are missing there. Now for a clean shirt. Oh, gee, they're not back from Hialeah yet. I'll just wear one of my tuxedo collars and starch the hair on my chest.
Hello, son. Can I come in?
Sure, Bob. Just crawl over those Esquire magazines there.
Going out?
Yeah, I got a date for dinner at my girl's. I'm so excited.
Well, you must be. Tell me, have you discovered a new way of sitting down?
I know. Why do you ask?
You got your pants on backwards. Well, what's this girl like?
Oh, she's different from any girl I've ever met. She doesn't drink, she doesn't stay out at night, and she won't kiss boy.
That's too bad. I wonder what she was like when she was living.
Well, she's very much alive, she is.
Well, then you're dead.
Stop kidding me. Yeah, I hope I make a good impression on her, folks.
And what's your name?
Jessie McLeod.
You mean Keith McLeod's daughter?
Yeah.
Do you know what he does for a living?
I think he's a publisher. Jesse said he was a bookmaker.
Now look, stupid, you know what kind of bookmaking that is?
No, but he sure got them working like horses for him in Hialeah.
Well, he's one of the biggest small-time gamblers in town.
Oh.
Why don't you use your head? After all, you're a man with a future. You got a good job.
Yeah, a decoy for dog catcher. Look, Dad, I promise not to marry her unless she is everything Mother is.
Well, I was afraid you'd fall into the same trap I did.
Well, good night, Dad. Hey, what's wrong with this door here?
It opens the other way. Look, it don't open your way.
Oh, yes, it does.
No, it don't.
Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
Now it does.
G-rating the exciting part of my comic book, too.
Hello, sweetheart.
Good evening, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were jesting.
No, I always look that way after a hot bath.
Oh. Is Jesse here?
Yes, come on in.
Yeah.
I'm Jesse's father.
I'm glad to know you and get your hands out of my pocket. Nice place you got here. You must be a very busy man. Look at all the telephones you got. Goodness.
Sit down and make yourself at home.
Oh, thank you. Gee, I'm out of cigarettes.
You'll find a cigarette machine in the next room.
I'm sorry. It's kind of dark in here. I didn't see that turnstile.
That's all right. Since you're a guest, you can forget the nickel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, perfect. Hey, I put the money in the machine. Now what do I do?
Pull the lever down on the side.
Oh. Hey, this is a slot machine.
Sore because you didn't win, eh? Try again. I just had the machine fixed.
Well, what was wrong with it? Was it paying off?
Come on in the living room and make yourself at home.
Okay.
Here, let me check your hat.
Oh, that's not a hat. That's a crease in my head fooled everybody.
Tell me, do you love my little girl?
I guess so. Since the last time I saw her, I haven't been able to eat.
Really?
Yeah, she won all my money in a crap game.
Oh, hello, Newton.
Oh, hello. Gee, you look beautiful. You do.
Well, how do you like my new strapless evening gown?
You want to borrow my belt?
Say, I'm just curious. Where did you two meet?
On a bus. I gave Jesse my seat.
Gee, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, on the sunset bus it is.
Love at first sight, eh?
Yes, I was so excited I sat on an old lady's lap right next to her, but I got right up. She was knitting.
Well, I'll leave you two lovebirds alone. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, here we are, all alone.
Yeah, all alone.
Newton, you can kiss me if you like.
Oh, gonna play hard to get, huh?
Huh? Then I'm gonna kiss you.
No.
No, take your head out of the fishbowl. Well, shall we go in and eat now?
Yeah.
Of course, I warn you, I probably don't cook the way your mother used to.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I'll just light the candles.
Okay, here's my... Well, what do you know? Roman candle.
No, would you help me with my biscuits?
Oh, did you make them yourself?
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to work the derrick while you hook them on?
I think we can both carry them.
Okay, I'll grab this in here. Oh, my. I always wondered how I'd look with bowl legs. Hey, let's set them on the table over here. Hey, you ought to do something about that hole in the floor. Hey, your face is turning purple. Put your end down. I'll slide it across. Oh, careful. If that ever falls on your feet, it'll crush your toes. Here, I'll sit over here. Well, look at that. My favorite dish, breast of Frankfurter with mustard gravy.
Enough to try one of my biscuits?
Yeah, I'll take this little one here. Oh, it's hot, it's hot. Oh,
well, goodness. Don't stand there juggling it. Eat it.
I dropped it. Right, the good thing I took a bite out of it. A hole would have gone through the floor and killed the people downstairs. What are you crying about? What's the matter?
Oh, I wanted so much
to impress you with my cooking.
Well, don't cry. You're cooling my coffee here.
But they say if you give a man a perfect dinner, he'll never leave you.
Oh, everything is perfect. Could you step back just a little? Your mascara is splattering my shoes. Look, I'll eat all your biscuits if that'll make you feel better. Oh, they're wonderful. I think I busted my baby tooth.
Oh, will you ever leave me, Newton?
I can't. I'm anchored.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh.
That star of Sinbad the Sailor, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., says, quote,
figures don't lie, and I've seen the figures. Medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritants than Raleigh. Raleighs are better tasting, too.
Right, Douglas Fairbanks. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So, friends, enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh cigarettes.
David Forrester and his Raleigh Cigarette Orchestra play the popular Zip-a-doo-dah from Walt Disney's picture Song of the South. Chapter 29 of Impressing People is entitled The Boss for Dinner. It never fails. As sure as you want to impress someone, everything goes wrong. And if Junior, the mean widow kid, is around, you'll get more than your share of embarrassment.
Junior, where are you?
Upstairs putting on my Sunday suit.
You come down here this minute.
Okay, I'll slide down the banister.
Junior, don't slide down the banister. I just waxed
it. It's too late, kiddo. Open the window. Open the window. Open your door. them hurt.
Why? Look, you tore your pants.
Oh, it looked like the bottom fell out of everything, don't you?
Did you wash like I told you to?
Yes, ma'am.
Good and hard?
I say I struck skin. Look, look.
What are those red marks on your face?
That came off the soap wrapper.
Junior, you're supposed to take the soap out of the wrapper.
Details, details. My way, the soap lasts longer. Say, who's coming to you so fussy today? Hmm?
Mr. Boomhauer is coming for dinner.
Who he?
Mr. Boomhauer is your grandfather's boss.
Oh.
Well, don't mention anything about him that has been said in the house.
Oh.
We must make a good impression.
I'll make a good impression on him. Where's me baseball bat?
Now, Junior, you don't mean that. You're kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. Boy, how you wait till you see him walking around with a lump on his head so big, look like somebody looking over his shoulder. You find out, boy.
Now, that's enough silly talk. And another thing.
What's that?
No panhandling. If you ever mention anything about your starving piggy bank, you'll get it good. And before I forget,
yes?
We've hired a servant for tonight, but we're to pretend that he's been here all the time.
Is that who that man is setting the table?
Yes.
Hey, I better take that sign off his back.
What sign?
Don't miss the Jolson story. Hey, what you making? What you making?
Bandages for our guests.
Who's coming? Midgets? Goodness. Why, a mouse would need glasses to find them little things, you know?
Those are hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres? Where'd you get the recipe? From Reader's Digest? Goodness, the name's bigger than the sandwiches, isn't it?
Would you like to try one?
I don't know. They ain't any good.
Oh, why are you making such a face? Don't you like it?
Well, the crackers are okay. What's this mess on top?
Now, go play or something. There's so much to do before they all get here.
Hey, you better hide that bottle of Gramps' medicine sitting there. You better, you know, why did he take that stuff, anyhow?
Well, he only uses it as his pick-me-up.
As a pick-me-up,
yes.
Huh? Too bad it works the opposite on him, anyway.
That reminds me. Oh. I haven't put any in the punch yet.
Oh, he's going to pour his stuff in.
Pardon me, ma'am. But where's the little boy's chair?
Why, it's the one in the corner with the straps on it.
Yeah, and don't forget to plug in the cord.
Tell me, where do you hide your silverware? You do have some without the hotel names on it, don't you?
I'll get it for you. Oh, there's so much to do. I haven't mixed the punch and... Oh, well, I'll pour it in the bowl later.
Poor old Grandma. I'm going to help her. I'm going to pour the medicine in the bowl for her. Maybe they won't be tired and need a good pick-me-up. I just poured a whole bottle in. I'll get it, Grandma. Somebody's at the door. Somebody's at the door. We have a new victim. We have a new victim. I use your knuckles and stop running up our light bill. Yeah. I'm coming. Hello, Grandpa. Who's this charming gentleman with you? What's the matter, Grandpa?
I think we've got the wrong house.
No, he's not right.
Junior?
It's Grandpa.
Is Mr. Boomhauer with him?
Yeah, old Horseface is here, too.
Horseface? Well, I like that.
You does, really? Well, stick around. I got some better ones, you know.
Nice grandson you've got here, Pat.
Shall I tell him now or let it dawn on him?
What a pleasant surprise.
This is my wife, Verna.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you, Verna? Yeah. Why, you certainly don't look old enough to have a grandson.
Here we are.
Where's the little boy's mother?
She's out picketing storks.
Take my derby hat and put it someplace. I say, take my derby hat and put it someplace.
Now, he already know better than that. I'll hang it up for you.
My, what a thoughtful little boy you have here.
Where?
Here, Junior, for your kindness, here's a dime.
Oh.
What do you say, Junior?
You got another one?
Junior!
Don't you hit me.
Shall we go into the living room? Maybe you'd better let me go first in case there's any booby traps.
My, what a charming place.
Well, it's home. Yeah. Would you care for some fruit punch?
Yes, more punch than fruit, though, you know.
I think I'll have one.
You going to have one? Have you got a license to fly?
You see, we're not really a drinking family.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Pat. Well, here's to you. Anything wrong?
No. Where did you buy those delicious lemons?
Hey, I helped make that stuff. You want some more?
Well, yes, I don't care if I do.
Okay, but you can't drink it laying down there on the floor. Get out.
Dennis, sir.
Gramps, look what we got.
Junior, it's only our butler.
Oh.
You do remember?
Yes, that's right. Oh, James, would you draw me boss water so I can take a bath? Little boat this afternoon. I'm going to...
Oh, yes, Junior. dinner is served.
Well, let's put on your feet, fat folks. Come on, here we go.
Turner, can't you send him on an errand or put him to bed or something?
Well, we need some ice.
Well, send him to Nome for some.
Well, is everything ready, O'Brien?
Yes, ma'am. Madam, when I get around to the little boy, do I serve him the regular way, with the chair and whip?
I'll serve him.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. You see, I have a wife and three kids. Tame, that is.
You sit here, Mr. Boomhauer.
And I'll sit next to Mr.
You
Boomhauer.
You sit next to me.
Every time we have company, I have to sit next to you so you can pinch me, don't I?
Julia, one more remark and you're going to bed without your supper.
I don't care. I don't have to eat. I will starve. I'll starve. I'll look like a skeleton. And I don't mean that dope on the radio either. I will get so skinny that me bones will wither up and just fade away and I'll crumble up and the wind will blow me to... Oh, no, no!
What's the matter?
I scared me, Jack.
You don't have to go to bed without your supper.
Without my supper.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
If it was a boy of mine, I'd put him to bed.
Yeah, but you stay out of there. She knows how to...
Excuse me, please.
My, doesn't that look delicious?
It certainly does. With meat so high these days, I don't blame you for serving chicken.
It isn't chicken, it's rabbit.
Rabbit, don't anybody move until I find me puppy dog. Yes, to be, where's me dog? Where's me dog? He's got legs that size. Where's me dog?
What's the matter, Mr. Boomhauer?
I've suddenly lost my appetite.
Now, he'll find it when I find me dog. I'm not going to eat that.
Now, you see what you've done. You've ruined our beautiful dinner.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't think he would really believe it was me puppy dog.
Junior, I think you'd better leave the room.
Okay, I've got to find me dog anyhow.
I think I'll have some more of that orange punch. On second thought, I'm not showing very good manners. I came here to eat.
It's okay to eat, folks. Look, I found my dog. Look.
Junior, you go right upstairs to bed.
What for?
I said to bed.
Well, Mr. Fowler next door called me, and I should go see what he wants, you know.
Junior!
Oh, let the boy see what Mr. Fowler wants, dear.
Thank you, Warden.
Very well. But after that, to bed!
I don't know why you're so upset. I know you wanted to make my evening an impressive one.
Well, you know, it just goes to show how the human mind can be tricked by the power of suggestion.
Well, it taught me a lesson. In the future, I'm never going to let anything upset my enjoyment. To show you, I appreciate the trouble you've gone to prepare this meal. I'll have some rabbit.
Well, Junior, what did Mr. Fowler want?
Is he through eating?
No, but what was the emergency?
Mr. Fowler says his cat's been missing for 3 days.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at the same time. Let McKelvey, David Forrester, and Roger Finney to Alice, Brenna Felton, G.T. Pearson, Patrick A. and Hospital Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Well, next Tuesday then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. Thanks for buying Raleigh's. No, I'll be on the Elgin program.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crisp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro Goldwyn Mayer.
903.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.